The Two Brothers by Alexander Dumas. Copyright 2014 by Bahar Books. Chapter 1. Once, a long, long time ago, there were two brothers, one rich and the other poor. The one who was rich was a goldsmith, and he had a heart as hard as the touchstone he used to test his gold. The other was poor and lived by making brooms. He was good and honest. The poor one had two children, two boys. The rich one had none. The two young boys were twins and resembled each other so much that their parents had to make tiny marks on their ears to tell them apart. The two boys had lost their mother when they were young and often came to their uncle's house, but rarely would they be allowed even a crumb from his table. Now it happened that the poor brother, going one day to the wood to look for broom straw, saw a bird of gold more beautiful than anything he had ever seen. He picked up a stone and threw it and hit the bird, but because the bird was just taking flight, he only hit the tip of a wing, and just a single feather fell. This feather, nonetheless, was pure gold. The poor broommaker picked it up and carried it to the home of his brother, who examined it, tested it with his touchstone, and said, "This is pure unalloyed gold," and gave his brother a bag of silver for the feather. The next day the poor brother climbed the silver birch to cut some branches and saw there the same bird that he had seen the day before, taking off a second time. He searched the tree carefully and found its nest, which contained an egg of gold just like the bird itself. He carried this egg to his brother's house and showed it to him, and the goldsmith said, "Again, this is pure unalloyed gold," and gave his brother the exact fair value of silver for it, saying, "This time I would very much like to have the bird itself. I will give you a very good price for it." The next day the poor brother returned to the wood and covered himself with silver birch leaves and twigs. He then climbed the silver birch of the bird of gold, and after making a small opening in the bottom of the nest, hid beneath it. When the bird of gold returned to her nest, he reached through the hole and seized her by a leg. As he ran with her to his brother, the nest still around his arm, she cried, "Release me, and you will be rewarded." But he held her tight. "Well, well," said the brother, "here is the bird, just as I asked." And the goldsmith gave his brother 20 pieces of gold and shoved the poor bird into a small wooden cage that hung in his kitchen. The poor broom seller returned home full of joy. He had enough money now to live for an entire year, not having to make a single broom. Now the goldsmith was learned and crafty. He knew the legend of the bird of gold. He called to his wife and said, "Roast this bird for me so carefully that nothing is lost. I must eat the whole thing, and I must eat it all by myself, alone." This bird, as you undoubtedly knew, was not an ordinary fowl, and anyone who ate its liver and its heart was certain to find 2 pieces of gold under his pillow each morning when he awoke. Now it just so happened that while the oven was warming and the goldsmith's wife was obliged to run an absolutely necessary errand, the broommaker's 2 boys came into their uncle's kitchen. The bird of gold rattled her cage and cried softly, "Release me." The brother, who was born first by barely a minute and who was therefore older, climbed onto a chair and from there climbed to the table. The younger brother followed his brother onto the table, and the two stared up at the beautiful bird and felt very sad. Then the younger said, "Let me climb on your back. I will lift the latch." He then climbed up and released the bird. Just at that moment, the wife returned and saw the bird fleeing. "What have you done?" she demanded. And so that her husband would not guess what had happened, she killed a large pigeon and made a sauce with the goldsmith's golden egg. When the bird was done, she carried it to the goldsmith, who ate the entire thing without leaving anything. But the next morning, when he inspected his pillow, looking for the 2 pieces of gold, to his great astonishment, he found nothing there out of the ordinary. As for the children, they knew nothing of the good luck they shared, but when they got up the morning after, some objects fell ringing to the ground. They gathered up what had fallen and found they had 2 pieces of gold.
They took the pieces of gold to their father, who was astonished. "How did this happen?" he asked. But when the next morning they again found two pieces of gold, then again the following morning and the morning following that, and again each morning after, the seller of brooms went looking for the goldsmith and told him this strange story. The goldsmith immediately realized how this had happened and that the children had released the bird and his reward had been bestowed on them instead. And for revenge, and because he was jealous and cruel, he said to the father, "Your children are in league with the devil. This gold will bring you harm. Do not allow them to remain any longer in your home. After taking them, the devil might take you as well." "But what do you think I should do with these poor innocent children, brother?" said he to the goldsmith. "Lose them in the forest. If the devil has nothing to do with them, God will protect them. If, on the contrary, they belong to the devil, what can we do? They will have to settle their business with him." Even though it made him deeply sad, the poor broom seller tried to follow the goldsmith's advice. He led the children into the wood, and where the trees of the forest were thickest, he left them, intending to return after, perhaps, the devil had been frightened out of them. He hid behind a silver birch. Suddenly he saw the bird of gold and ran after it. He ran and ran. Finally the bird just disappeared into the golden haze of the setting sun, and he could not find his way back to his children. He returned to his home brokenhearted. When the children realized that their father had gone on without them, they tried to find their way home, but they were entirely lost. The more they walked, the more deeply into the forest they went. They walked all night, calling and crying, but the only responses they got were the howls of the wolves, the barks of the foxes, and the cries of the wildcats.